Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our high nearing 82. A chance for some rain and thunderstorms overnight tonight. Partly cloudy with a low around 58. Some showers likely throughout the day on Saturday with a high nearing 76. And showers will continue throughout Saturday night with a low of 61. Some showers possible throughout Sunday. Otherwise cloudy with a high nearing 80. And more showers possible Sunday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 52 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. One person was killed Thursday morning in a single vehicle crash near Wamego in Pottawatomie County, authorities said. The crash was reported around 10:45 a.m. Thursday, just west of the intersection of Military Road and Bluebird Road. That's about 2 miles southwest of Wamego. The Kansas Highway Patrol did confirm that the crash resulted in one fatality. Officials later identified the victim as Tyra A. Anderson, 28, of St. George. Officials say Anderson was driving the car eastbound on Military Trail Road when it ran off the road to the right and struck a tree. It's unclear what caused the accident. Two small children were in the 2001 Toyota Avalon, but neither one sustained injuries. One person is in critical condition after they were shot early Thursday morning in Topeka. Officers were called to the 2100 block of Southeast 11th Terrace just before 2 a.m. on reports of a shooting. One person was found suffering from life-threatening injuries. Police said they were taken to the hospital. The investigation is ongoing. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says a minivan was going at a high rate of speed when it slammed head-on into another vehicle, killing both drivers. The crash happened Thursday morning near 63rd Street South in Seneca. According to the Sheriff's Office, the silver minivan was heading west when it went over the railroad tracks, became airborne, and collided with an eastbound car head-on. The van then struck a black pickup. Witnesses reported the minivan was going over 100 miles per hour. A man in his mid-30s was driving the van, and a woman in her late 70s was driving the other car. Their names have not been released. The driver and passenger in the pickup truck were not hurt. Just after noon on Wednesday, police responded to a disturbance at a residence in the 1100 block of Parallel in Atchison. That's according to Police Chief Mike Wilson. Clothing belonging to a 30-year-old victim had been burned and furniture had been damaged. Police arrested 34-year-old Daniel A. Edom, 34, of Atchison, on requested charges of arson and criminal damage to property. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Republican Governor Hopeful Jim Pillen has scored the endorsement of the Nebraska Cattlemen, a top advocacy group for the state's ranchers. Pillen, a veterinarian and the owner of a hog farm operation, is running to replace current Governor Pete Ricketts, a fellow Republican who leaves office in January because of term limits. Brenda Masick, the chairwoman of the Nebraska Cattlemen's Political Action Committee, says Pillen has, quote, walked in our shoes, unquote, as an agricultural producer and would be a strong advocate for the industry at the Capitol. In Scotts Bluff, officers were dispatched to Bearcat Stadium in response to a complaint that a man was walking away from the area claiming he had a gun and a hatchet. The call was reported at 7:30 a.m. right before school started. The man was identified as 55-year-old Donovan Delgado. Officers located Delgado in Pioneer Park, north of Bearcat Stadium. Delgado was arrested for possession of a deadly weapon by a prohibited person and disturbing the peace. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When you fall prey to consumer scams and give out your Medicare number, it's considered compromised. Kansas Senior Medicare Patrol's trained volunteers help educate Medicare beneficiaries in the fight against healthcare fraud. If you have given out your Medicare number, report it to the Kansas SMP by calling 1-800-860-5260. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Big Blue River Days in Marysville are Friday and Saturday. Kate Toomer Martinez with Marysville Chamber and Main Street expects a busy weekend.
Yeah, so we kick off on Friday night at 5:30. We have the Friday night cruising. We have our VIP night, which is our little get-together for our sponsors at 6 p.m. We also have Before the Dawn starting at 6 p.m., and Tribute Trio, our live band, will be at 9 p.m. Our third annual cornhole tournament will be at 7:30, and we will be taking registrations the day of. And then we go into Saturday with the 15th KCBS Big Blue Barbecue Contest, and then the 31st Autofest Car Show. Platinum Dance Performance will be at 1 p.m. We'll have our Kids Inflatable Zone at 10 a.m. We'll have Beer Olympics at 5:30. It's $50 per team, and you can sign up the day of at 5:30. And then we have Rewind at 6 p.m. and Fast Times Vigil Annie at 9 p.m. Come out and enjoy some live music, some good food, and enjoy looking at some nice cars.
The Big Blue River Day celebration will be the topic on our public affairs program with Kate Toomer Martinez this Saturday morning, airing at 7:10 on KNDY. Registration for the AutoFest Car Show begins at 8 a.m. through 10 a.m. with cars on display downtown Saturday. Also this weekend, the Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot will host a model train display. It's free with free will donations and open Saturday and Sunday at the Historic Depot from 10 until 4. Community Memorial Healthcare is hosting a reception, a come-and-go reception today from 3 until 9 p.m. to honor the retirement of Dr. Kenneth Dunsing. The event will be held at his home south of Blue Rapids, and the public is welcome. This Friday and Saturday are free fishing days in Kansas, where anyone can fish on any public waters without a license. In Kansas, anyone ages 16 through 74 must have a license to fish, except on free fishing days, June 4th and 5th. The license requirements are waived. All other regulations must still be considered. If you're looking for a place to fish, for additional information on fishing in Kansas, go online to ksoutdoors.com/fishing. On Tuesday, June 7th, Pony Express Association's Re-Ride will pass through this area. On its annual cross-country route, riders are expected to exchange the Mochila around 9:15 in Marysville. The route runs St. Joe to Sacramento this year. A benefit breakfast will be held at the Pony Express Barn in Marysville Tuesday morning beginning at 7 a.m. Marshall County Commissioners plan to meet Tuesday this next week, recessing at 8:30 to attend the re-ride at the Pony Express. Marysville Police received a report of a stolen sport utility vehicle May 12th. Cassandra Cabral said it was taken late that Wednesday or Thursday, then recovered a day later near Blue Springs, Nebraska. Anyone with information regarding the theft is asked to contact authorities. An injury accident was reported May 17th. Rodney Stewart of Frankfort struck Judy Mead of Centralia at the K-9 and 30th Road intersection. Both drivers were transported to the Seneca Hospital. On May 18th, Dale Simmons of Milford struck a semi-trailer at the US 36 77 West Junction at Marysville. He was treated and released at CMH. Jean P. Hart, age 81, of Burchard, passed away Tuesday. Mass of Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., with a rosary at 9:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Burchard. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Jean Hart. Robert R. Mosteller, age 93, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ray Mosteller. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, macaroni and cheese, peas, and fruited jello. On Monday's menu, sloppy joes, beans, Capri blend, mandarin orange salad. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. More sunshine today before a chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Saturday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid to upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 50s throughout Missouri. Some showers and thunderstorms likely throughout the day on Saturday, with our highs in the lower to upper 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid-70s and mid-80s throughout Kansas, and the mid-70s throughout Missouri. More showers are likely throughout Saturday night and leading into Sunday, and more showers possible throughout Sunday night and leading into early next week. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early June, 82, record high on this date, 98. The average low, 61, and the record low, 39. Sunset this evening, 8:49. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02. Sunshine and 52 this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 3rd of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of on-hand, in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Washer and dryer sets starting at $9.98. Large selection of freezers, all sizes starting at $1.99. Ashley reclining sofas, choice of three colors at $5.88. All in stock and shipped free to your door on everything $2.99 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in a quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
The Celtics strike first and the force of nature versus the petroleum procurer. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. NBA Finals Game 1 last night, the Warriors took a 12-point lead into the fourth quarter. But with 5.5 minutes left to play,
stop and start, attacks to the elbow, and throws back out to Derek White. Pump fake, shot clock down to two. He has to launch it to three, and he hits it again! Derek White has tied Game 1.
The call on 98.7, the sports hub, that knotted it up at 103 and began a 17-0 run by the Celts en route to a 120-108 win and a 1-0 series lead. NHL Western Conference semis, the Avalanche blanked the Oilers 4-0 on home ice and without starting goalie Darcy Kemper out with an upper body injury. Backup Pavel Stonewall Frenzus made 24 saves in the shutout win and a 2-0 series lead. The Oilers' Connor McDavid optimistic about his team's chances heading back to Edmonton.
We've been a real solid home team for the last little while. And we love playing in front of those fans, and we got ourselves back in the series at home here.
Baseball Thursday was the second annual Lou Gehrig Day for ALS research. Yankees and Angels played two in the Bronx. Game one, the Bombers took Shohei Ohtani deep three times. He'd last just three innings in a 6-1 loss. In the nightcap, Yanks starter Jameson Taillon took a perfect game into the eighth before giving up a run on a Kurt Suzuki single that scored Jared Walsh. But Anthony Rizzo struck back in the bottom of the frame with a 2-RBI single. The Yanks swept the doubleheader and series with a 2-1 win. Taillon after the game.
The fact that the game was so close, and obviously for us, like, winning really matters here. So I was really not pitching to preserve a perfect game or a no-hitter. I was pitching to win.
Around the majors, Miami blanked San Francisco 3-0. Toronto beat the White Sox 8-3. And in the dregs of the NL, Cincinnati drubbed the Nats 8-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
What goes best with barbecue? More barbecue. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville invites you down to Big Blue River Days this weekend. Worked up an appetite looking at all them nice cars? Order online or in person. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. You haven't had barbecue until you've had Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farm real estate debt at commercial banks grew modestly in the first quarter, while production loans remained steady. Alongside soaring farmland values, real estate loan balances increased at the fastest pace in nearly 4 years and drove an increase in overall ag lending. Following a sharp pullback over the last 2 years, non-real estate lending was stable from a year ago. Farm loan performance also continued to improve, but performance at ag banks remaining limited by compressed net interest margins and a glut of liquidity. According to the Kansas City Federal Reserve, the farm economy remaining strong alongside decade-high commodity prices that continue to support farm finances, many producers benefiting immensely from strong cash balances, but credit needs may rise as higher input costs weigh on profit margin. Estimates of new loan activity among sample of commercial banks showed that farm lending accelerated during recent months alongside an increase in the size of operating loans, and many bankers have reported expectations of higher loan demand in the months ahead. That is word from the latest ag finance update from the Kansas City Federal Reserve. Ag producers have until June 30th to sign up to receive the 2022 Census of Agriculture. The National Ag Statistics Service will mail Ag Census survey codes for responding securely online to every known U.S. producer in November. Hard copy questions will be mailed out in December. The Ag Census has been conducted for more than 180 years and remains the only source of comprehensive and impartial ag data for every state and county in the nation. It includes operations of all sizes and in all locations. For more information, you can go to nass.usda.gov/ag census. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, 2-year-olds, for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and here's your latest Larry Steckland report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, friends, when you drive by on the road, you look out at this wheat field of mine, you think maybe there's 50, 60 bushel wheat out there. Of course, you're driving 50 to 60 miles an hour, too. I got to tell you, friends, it's not there. You got to walk out there, it's thinner and a whistle in some spots. Now, this is wheat after soybeans, and I got to tell you, it'll knock it for a loop with it when you do that. And I sometimes wonder if it's worth it. Depending upon the crop year, I'll guarantee you there's some years it's not. And this may be one of them because my soybean crop wasn't that great. This crop here, if it'll make what the wheat tour says, I'll be a happy camper. Now, here's this what happened on the wheat tour. They started out 50 people from Manhattan, Kansas, and went west all the way to Colby, and then they turned south, and then they came east. Boy, they saw some tough wheat out west, no doubt about that. Some of the stuff they said was about the same height as these weeds here, probably too short to cut. But they started out up north. They got up into the 35, 38 bushel yields the first day or so. Went down south, and it was even worse. Come this direction east into Wichita, Kansas area, and then north towards Manhattan. They saw some 80 bushel wheat. I wish it was mine, but anyway, at this price, friends, it's quite a deal if you can raise some pretty good crops. 39.7 is the average number that they came up with. Total bushels in the state of Kansas will be somewhere around, according to the Wheat Tour, 261 million bushels. USDA has pegged Kansas at 271, 10 million bushels more. They may have to send some more people out here to take a look. In any event, folks, it's starting to turn. A couple of weeks from now, folks, we'll want the grease guns out.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, summer is just around the corner, and the cows are looking a little gant. Head on over to Kaufman Seeds. Stock up on some high-quality sedan grass seed and forage products. Whether you want conventional, DMR, or Bertitics, we've got you covered. Get it planted, keep the old cows happy for the summer, and on into winter. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your summer forage seed needs.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. NASCAR, Major League Baseball, and of course, football. Tune in this Saturday night for Major League Baseball on Fox Kansas. Watch as the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 6. Then on Sunday, catch the USFL's Philadelphia Stars as they battle the Michigan Panthers. Kickoff at 11 a.m. Fox Sports, Fox Kansas, Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
There will be a household auction for Pierce and Jenny Holloman Saturday, June 4th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. in Waterville at 239 Elm Street. Selling tractors and equipment, including a Ford 8N tractor, 3-point brush cutter, a blade, 2-wheel trailer, it's 5x8 with a tailgate, 25-gallon trailer sprayer, 10x7-foot wooden shed on skids to be moved. Appliances include a white side-by-side refrigerator freezer, white glass-top stove, stainless steel washer, a pellet stove, large curved glass curio cabinet, wood pie cupboard, plus collectibles, crocks, glassware, kitchen and household items, lots of tools including toolboxes, chainsaw, trimmers, air compressor, postal digger, steel T-post, electric fence post, 6 hog panels, and much more. This household auction for Pierce and Jenny Holloman, Saturday, June 4th, begins at 10 a.m. in Waterville at 239 Elm Street. Prail Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
June is strawberry month, and we take an in-depth look at the season's first fruit on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 3rd, the 154th day of the year. Broadcast journalist Anderson Cooper has a birthday, and the first cadets graduated from the Air Force Academy in 1959. June is Strawberry Month, and here are some fun facts about the tiny fruit with a powerful flavor punch. The strawberry plant is a member of the rose family, and it's the only fruit with seeds on the outside. Strawberry shortcake is actually a variation of a Native American recipe. Their version was strawberries pounded into cornmeal bread, a recipe borrowed by colonists whose versions would become strawberry shortcake. And in Bavaria, it's a tradition to tie baskets of strawberries around the horns of cattle. Folklore says it produces healthy calves and an abundance of milk. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Looking for strawberry recipes? Find them online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, sunshine 54 degrees, another very pleasant day, highs around 80 on tap.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports new K-State basketball coach Jerome Tang is continuing to build his team, and Tang announced on Thursday that junior power forward David Ngessen will be suited up for the Wildcats this season. Coach Tang said, quote, he brings significant college experience after having played in all but one game at Virginia Tech while doing it at a program that really values winning, end quote. Ngessen has played two seasons for Virginia Tech, playing in all 57 games in that span. The 6'9 forward joins Mississippi State's Cam Carter and LSU use Jarrell Colbert as D1 transfers heading to Manhattan. More than 4,000 cyclists are descending on Emporia for Unbound Gravel. Lifetime coordinators with Unbound Gravel says the ultra-endurance bike race known as the World Series of Gravel will return to the Flint Hills on Saturday. Lifetime said more than 4,000 cyclists, the largest field size the event has ever seen, will start and end in historic downtown Emporia. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
It's a late night show on the radio, going down the road with the wolf man. Lightning bugs all around, moonlight shining down on little sleepy towns down in the flatland. I can still hear mama calling, son, it's time to come on in. When the darkness started falling, everybody gathered round the table, amen. Mississippi moon hanging in the haze, wish I'd never left you. Spent enough time in that old rat race, going on back to the Delta. Barbecues, back porch news, and the guitar blues, just about sundown. Mockingbird melodies, watermelon memories, cruising the streets downtown. Hot summer night down on the levee, she spread the blanket. on the ground. There ain't no feeling like the first time when the innocence is lost and love is found. Mississippi moon hanging in the haze could almost reach and touch you. Been a long time and I missed your face. Going on back to the Delta. I'm tired of searching for the answers. Always out there on the run. I'm going back to where my heart is. Down Highway 61. Mississippi moon hanging in the haze, almost reach and touch you. Been a long time since I've seen your face, going on back to the Delta. Mississippi moon hanging in the haze, wish I'd never left.
Missing you.